Blog Talk Radio.
Light on inner sight, a glimmer of hope for people who are victimized by nursing homes. I just was on a show with a Mr. Joe Gibson, who is planning to run for Congress down in the Carolinas. And he related to me how one of his relatives died in a nursing home. They took all his money. And he has pledged and promised on his show, and he said he would be happy to call this show too, that he would, once elected, draft legislation to turn nursing homes into accessible housing. Now, Inner Sight is going to run with this. We're going to take this guy at his word. We're going to do our best to help him.
Yeah.
And he also said that he would stand up with us in a news conference, which we're hoping to pull off in the fall. You know, and a guy like that who would be running for Congress would, needless to say, be invaluable, saying that will present the legislation or even maybe come up with a sample of that legislation and read it to the news media. This would be a first, that I know of.
Yeah.
I've never heard of a politician pledging to create legislation to turn nursing homes into accessible housing. Never have I ever heard. I don't think anybody's heard that.
Nope.
And that's to say that once this word gets out on the social media and the blog talk and the news, that the disabled community will jump and get behind this guy. It'd be foolish not to.
That's right.
And support him. Support his campaign to be a congressman.
That's right.
So this is the glimmer of hope for our nursing home project that we've been working on. You've heard us talking about. Tomorrow night's show is You Cannot Be Independent in a Nursing Home.
That's so true.
So we'll bring Mr. Gibson's presence to that, and of course keep it alive and keep you up to date and let you know. I'm going to be sending a printout of our idea, how it would work to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. I explained on his show that all these nursing homes are already accessible.
All right.
You know, wheelchair accessible. So half the battle is already done. The government, for once, even though they didn't realize it, did something right by making all these places accessible. Now that's going to pay off.
Yes, it is.
When we get them turned into accessible housing. So we will write this up. It's not hard to write, believe me. It's when it's inside of you, when it's inner sight, it's not hard to write.
That's right. Very
it's
nice.
Right there because you believe in it. You know?
It's in your heart.
And I want to thank Joe, our Joe, who calls in for introducing me to Mr. Gibson. And Joe was on the program when I spoke and, of course, was very happy that we're coming together.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic, 213-816-1650, brought to you by the Bisbee Akita Rescue. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Big East. Akita Rescue. 609-388-7004. Akita Rescue@verizon.net on the email. All right, adopt an Akita. All the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Monty Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, go an extra mile for a child, inner sight, remind you. All right. Kennedy Realty, get the Able News ready. We'll run that after this.
Yep.
Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186 on the Kennedy Realty. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info, Mr. Kennedy. And now we're going to have the Able News. Here we go.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, Inner Sight, and brought to you by Nobody Starved on Long Island, 631-484-3085. My buddy Gary, free dog food, cat food, medical, when he's able to do it for your animals. 631-484-3085 on the Nobody Starved on Long Island. Hey, I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp. for their help in the day for Milton and all, and their help for Inner Sight and moving forward with our project on turning the nursing homes into accessible housing. All right, let's see what else we got. SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. Our email went off today to Jose Delgado. I'm hoping he's going to endorse the two programs we did on nursing homes and the idea of starting a self-training group for service dogs at SILO, maybe starting up in September. We'll keep you posted. 631-880-7929 is the SILO number. 631-880-7929, SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. Their big celebration next month for the Americans with Disability Act. All right, Inner Sight, open mic, where you can... create your own subject. Talk about what you want.
Lorraine's on.
Keep it clean. What?
Lorraine is waiting.
Oh, Lorraine, yeah, okay. All right, let's get Lorraine on the air, live in her site. Hello?
I don't know why this thing isn't working. Here it is.
How you doing?
Hey, you.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Good.
Yes,
we have
I'm
great
news. Fine and well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, a bit of good news, a glimmer of hope. I don't know if you caught it at the beginning of the show. Did you hear the beginning of the show?
No, I didn't. Mm-mm.
Yeah, this guy. I was just on his show before I went on the air here. Gibson, running for Congress, and he wants to draft legislation to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing.
Wow, awesome. That's great.
Yeah. My puppy is
so
growing
gonna,
to an adult.
We're going to endorse his campaign, and he also said he would join us in a news conference to make
Beautiful.
It public.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He's gonna, And of course, there'll be more than one conference. You know, the election is over a year away, so it's going to be.
Yeah.
I'm sure there'll be several before election day.
Do you know
so
how many residents this will make happy?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Mhm.
Oh
well,
yeah.
Yes.
We need something to fight with.
Yeah.
And that's what this bill would do.
Yeah.
You know, because we can use it, we can analyze, we can show people how the government
how about that?
Can save money, how the taxpayers can be unburdened, how people don't have to lose their homes. This guy, Gibson, he told me his grandfather died in a nursing home.
That's perfect.
He was in there for 3 years, and they used up his savings, $100,000 a year, $300,000 they took from
this
guy.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah, that's nothing. Yeah.
And he died.
They could take it, they will.
Wow.
So he has a motive to keep his word. All right, in a site, open mic, 213-816-1650, and pick your own subject, talk about what you want. By the way, this is a short week. Thursday night will be the frolic.
Yeah,
Thursday. And then we're going to be off Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
We'll you want to rerun on Friday before I forget?
What?
Would you like a rerun on Friday?
Yeah, you could, I guess, if you want.
Okay. Another Follies?
Well, play Thursday show Friday.
That's good, yeah.
That'll work.
That'll work for me, too.
Yes.
All right, inner sight, and here in the news, Google is fighting with their employees. I don't know, something happened,
mm-hmm.
and the employees rebelled, and Google stepped back from whatever it is they were going to do, some kind of into management stuff, you know.
Bilingual, yeah.
Whatever that. So, I didn't hear too much else in the news. I don't know much of what's going on. Anybody got any current events? Can you look up current events?
Yeah, I could look up.
Look up current events. Let's see what they got there. There might be a website called Current Events. Open mic, 213-816-1650 if you want to call in. And sound off on the open mic.
Oh, interesting. I could give you this. 1 hour ago, a Supreme Court rejects theory that would have transformed American elections. So it's like, oh, weird. Yeah, they do. I can't even read it.
They rejected what?
Theory that would have transformed, American elections, but I can't read it because it's on, I'd have to buy it through New York Times, but just to see the little heading here, 6-3 majority.
Political.
Yeah, it is. Well, that was the first one I got. Let's see what the next one is.
What happened with it happened with Biden, but I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, look.
With the court.
Oh yeah, it was something. Yeah, I sort of read something similar to this, but hold on, let me look. I want to make sure.
Biden with the court. What did they? They rejected something.
Yeah, and I gotta find out.
Yeah, what it was. It was on the news, but I sort of half heard it. All right, inside open mic. And look out for the firecrackers.
Yeah.
Coming up next Tuesday would be the official day, of course. But a lot of people will be celebrating over the weekend, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Does your dog get all upset?
Especially the animals don't like firecrackers.
Oh, yeah. No, they
dogs
don't. Mm-hmm.
No, so keep your dog inside as much as you can.
And if you have an air conditioner, put it on. It sort of muffles it.
Yeah, it does.
It really does, yeah.
Yeah, because they go bananas.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hurts. All right, did you find that thing about Biden?
I'm looking. Oh, here it is. Biden rejects McCarthy call for meeting without GOP budget. That's the only thing I got. That about him rejecting something. That was today.
No, it wasn't. It was something from the court.
Oh, okay. Let me keep looking then.
It was struck down.
Senate votes to avoid default. Sends debit ceiling bill to Biden. That's the only other thing.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing they've been arguing over.
Yeah.
Money.
What
do most people fight over? Money.
Money.
Government's the same way.
It's true. That's why I never,
All right, you got
think
any
about
other current
it.
Events?
I'm looking. Oh.
There's got to be more.
I know. GOP leadership rejects resolution. Oh, come on. Acknowledging Biden as president? What the hell is that? That must have been a few months ago or years ago. I don't know why that's there. Okay, sorry. Nothing else that I see.
Political.
Yeah, it is.
Most of something is not political.
Okay, news.
If you can find something. All right, in a site, and when I was on the show earlier, I don't know if they've come up with a title for that show yet. I'll call it the Joe Gibson Show.
Yeah.
They were talking a lot about how the system they were under needs to be changed, how it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
It's archaic. It doesn't help people. And so many people go without help. And they were also talking about a lot of these groups that are only in it for their own well-being and not really in it to help people that should be helping. So there's a lot to be said about that. And that's why we believe that you have to legislate, especially in connection with these nursing homes and the service dog schools. I didn't talk about the service dog schools on this guy's show. But I don't want to hit him with too much at once.
Yeah.
But it's the whole
that's
system,
true.
Really, that needs to be changed.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So hopefully we'll move forward and get this guy in Congress and get the law drafted.
That's right. 213-816-1650
on the line if you want to comment or talk or speak on the open mic right here live.
I'm finding only. Sorry.
Temper's in the wind.
Yeah, right. She probably is. Hold on, let me check.
All right. We're going to have a cool music break when it gets in. 816 New York. And open mic, Inner Sight. The program
give
where you can talk about whatever you want. Anybody on the line?
Give me a second. The stupid thing, it logged me out. I have to log back in. You believe that? It's crazy. Okay.
All right.
So far. Sorry about that.
Petri- coming up. And Louie should pop in here, too.
Yep, Louie's here. Not Louie. Pepper is here.
Remind Louie that we're going to do the frolic Thursday night.
Yeah.
We have Pepper.
We have
to
remember. Well, your sweet Pepper Treat is on the line, yeah.
All right, welcome. Inner Sight, Pepper.
Hey, Pepper. Hey, y'all.
How you doing?
In the rain. How about some applause for Pepper?
I'll clap. But it's not loud enough.
Lorraine, are you there?
I'm here. Oh, Lorraine.
Okay. All right.
I can answer for it, too, I reckon.
Hold the applause till later. All right. How you doing, Pep? What do you got for us?
I got some romantic songs tonight. Woohoo!
Yeah, right.
Romantic? Wait a minute.
Romantic. Some love songs.
What do you know about romance? You're too young.
I can dream though, can I?
Yeah. No, you don't have nightmares. You know that song that they try to tell us we're too young.
Yes,
that's
I
a romantic
remember
song.
That. Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's a romantic.
This one
right,
here is
got?
Called. This is by Travis Tritt. And it is called Drift Off to Dream.
Oh, all right. Here we go.
Are you all ready?
Yep. Night Live. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Let's
drift off. As I sit here surrounded by people. My drink at the bar. You've been here forever, so clear in my mind. I just don't know where you are, but I know I'll find you a girl till I do. This is my love song for you. Let's hold hands on the porch under the moon while the wind through the floors lays us to. We can lie on a blanket right back in the yard and explore our future on a faraway shore. You'll feel the passion and time has. I press your sweet lips to mine. We can dance to the radio, not up till dawn, till you drift off, dreaming my heart. Just down the street, but there'll be a hunger deep in your eyes, and I'll recognize when we meet. It might take hours or it might take years, but this is the song you will hear. Let's hope. Hands on the porch swing under the moon while the wind blows. We can dance to the radio right up till dawn, till you drift on, just dreaming my arms.
Yeehaw!
Oh, nice.
That is a romantic song.
Yes, it is.
It's my husband's birthday today. So what is the name of that song? Yeah.
Drift Off to Dream.
Off, and I couldn't hear the rest of it.
So
Drift Off to Dream, darling.
Yeah, all right.
Well, let me ask something, Pepper. Yeah, when you hear that song, does it make you think of anybody in particular? Or now, don't incriminate anybody.
It does make me dream of a man, yes. Of one very special man. Yes, it does.
All right. We'll have to discuss that more at a later date. All right, Inner Sight, Drift Off to Dream with Travis Tritt. And what else you got for us?
I've got another one that is called Take My Name. And it is by Parmalee.
Take My Name.
Take My Name.
Well, all right.
You're fixing to hear it. Just give me a second.
Oh, yeah. Well, your name is Pepper, so you want me to take your name, Pepper? All right, Inner Sight, Open Mic, and Sweet Pepper Treat on the music scene.
Okay. All right. Whenever y'all are ready, I'll be ready.
Yeah, here we go.
Okie dokie. All right. Okay. There we go.
Take my hand and make you mine. I've been waiting, taking our time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. I hope you don't think a little bit crazy saying this all so soon. But baby, it's the right time. Do it from the first time that I laid eyes on you. It's okay that I'm saying if they want. I don't want to wait for this. Girl, I want you in every single part of my world. So take my hand, let me make you mine. I'm through waiting, taking that time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make me yours. I know I'm the last guy anybody think I'd ever be talking like this. But I can see my future in your eyes tonight and take forever on your lips. I'm like cold, just don't go. Ain't no way I can take this slow. So go ahead and tell me I'm out of my mind. Oh, baby, tell me yes. And take my hand, let me make you mine. I'm through waiting, taking my time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. Take my day, baby, take my night. Go and take the rest of my life.
Thank you.
Take my name and
I like
make
that.
Me yours. Don't look at me when you say that. Anyway, that guy must like to. He must like to argue. It sounds like he wants to get married. You don't want to argue. What are you getting married for?
I don't want to argue.
Take my name. That's a cool song. Sweet pepper tree. Hey, Lorraine, you out there?
I don't know where she at.
I think we lost her.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Madison went to sleep.
I tried to get you some applause, but it
won't
work.
That's all right. I'm good.
We'll make up for it another time. We're going to see you Thursday night?
Yes. Yep, you sure will.
With the Friday?
I have some funnies. Yep.
All right. Thanks a lot, Sweet Pepper Treat. It was cool,
yes.
And we appreciate you coming on with the music.
Thank you, Tom.
And had a good time. See you on Thursday.
Y'all take care now.
Hello, I'm
here. See y'all Thursday.
All right, thanks.
You too. Thank you very much.
All right, Innocent. Open mic. 213-816-1650. If you want to call in and sound off about something.
It looks like Lorraine skipped off or something happened. She dropped off.
I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. Next month is the celebration of the American Disability Act. Now, in some ways, I celebrate that, but in other ways, I don't.
Same here.
So, one good thing, and we're going to try to showcase this idea if we get the approval from Silo. One good thing that law brought us is the fact that anybody can train a service dog, you know. And now let me explain. A guide dog in training is covered by the law. People might not realize that. You know, if you're training a dog and you're going into the stores or the subway and you have indication, you should have indication that it's a guide dog in training, you know, is covered by the law. They put that in a long time ago. So now the ADA allows us the privilege of training the guide dog on our own.
Yeah.
You know, you can find the right dog, get the... When the dog's ready, you get the harness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can train the dog verbally. There's different methods, you know, that people use. A lot of people just use voice.
Yeah.
You know, of course, then you got, you want to show the dog hand signals. Another good thing. But the ADA gave us that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, well, there's no licensing required for a service dog. Even though we believe the schools should be licensed because they're dealing with people's lives and they're taking in a lot of money. You know, and they reject people for the dog, and they don't give them the dog, and they keep the money. Now, where there's money involved, there should be more stringent rules and regulations. You know, there really should, because If you don't have that, people can be used, and in fact are being used.
Yeah.
So that's another issue.
Yeah.
That we have to
address
down the line. But the ADA gave us that much. Now, who was the guy who signed the ADA? Who was that? That was Bush, wasn't it?
Bush, yep. Mm-hmm. Bush
now,
Senior.
Which Bush? Which
Bush,
Bush
Senior.
You talk? Senior.
Senior. Mm-hmm.
Bush Senior, right?
Correct.
So he passed away, didn't he?
I believe so, yeah. He had a service dog.
George Bush, right?
Yeah.
Name George?
Yep.
All right. So he obviously approved of training the dog on your own.
Mm-hmm.
If he signed the legislation. So it shows you that there can be a lot more independence built in to this system than is being allowed. I mean, that's the whole thing. Now, suppose someone... Here's a scenario. Suppose someone in a nursing home wanted to train a service dog for themselves. See?
It goes under pet, believe it or not, and that's not a pet.
They'd be denied that.
That's right.
Service dog is not a pet. I'm talking about a service dog.
Yes, but the rules in the nursing home follow the same criteria, like to get the rabies shot, to get this shot, that shot. You know, that they have to get as a dog to get a license. But now something that you mentioned really piqued my interest, that a service dog doesn't need a license. So these are the little nitpicky things we have to make sure, you know, with the, you know.
My dog
don't
need a license. I don't know
that's
about
right.
The other.
Oh, okay.
They might. We'd have to check with Baja Mundi on that.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
My point being, if the AG hears a contradiction here, if the ADA says that you can train your service dog or guide dog on your own, then why can't people in nursing homes do that?
Exactly.
See? It's a violation of federal law.
It sure is.
That they're taking that privilege away from them.
Yes, they are.
So
taking a lot of privileges.
An issue that I believe has never been raised. And I'm sure that there are many, many people in nursing homes who would love to have a service dog. No doubt about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to keep people in a place, this is why nursing homes are not normal. They're not natural.
They're not
if you're
going to
keep if you're going to keep people in a place, do it all the way.
Right.
You know, give them the good food, give them the what they need. Don't take their money away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, agency should help. Person wants to train a service dog. See, all these things don't add up.
That's right.
Because you're putting a person in a natural environment. That's what it is. That's what's wrong with the whole system of nursing homes. You're mistreating people.
Mm-hmm.
Taking advantage of it. So we thank the ADA in that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as far as enforcement, you can have it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's good enforcement in the ADA.
No, I don't either.
And I don't think it also, speaking of nursing facilities, The ADA does nothing to protect people from going into a nursing home. Now, that should have been in there.
Oh, yeah.
It's supposed to be the law for the disabled. But nothing is in there to protect you from going into a nursing home. It's all separate. There's no power to it. There's no teeth to whatever law there might be. So I only celebrate the ADA in one way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they allow you to train your dog on your own, and you're covered by the law.
Yeah.
That's it for me. I will not celebrate it in any other way.
Right.
Because I don't think it's good enough.
Not strong enough.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic, 213-816-1650, if you want to call in. Anybody on the line, we're brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen. You need catering, you need food, you need lunch, dinner. Shelby's Kitchen, Bellport, New York, 631-286-0444. Shelby's Kitchen.
Aren't we have Tom, Lily.
Tom and Michelle. All right, Louie, the lip drop, love drop.
Yeah, here we come.
Louie, the lip love drop. On Inner Sight Live. Hello.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Hell no, brown cow.
Grab him.
There you go. I started it now.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hey, Louie. How are you?
Hey, good to hear your pretty voice.
Why, thank you, Louie.
Yeah, I'm the nicest guy in number one in Inner Sight history.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, Lou, you know, there's a change this week. Thursday is the frolic.
Yeah, we have to.
What? You
remember?
Is there a new time for the frolics?
Yep.
Just this week.
Just this week.
Oh, this
yeah.
week?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's up, Friday?
No, we're going to take Friday off.
Okay. Hey, by the way,
come on Thursday?
Next week is fireworks.
Oh,
yeah.
Yep.
Where are you going down to Macy's?
What?
You going to Macy's?
Nah, we're not being there. I'm not talking about giving out love drops at the fireworks battalion, you're getting out the love and the heart and the love drops, too.
There you
yeah.
go.
I heard that people hide in the store in Macy's
yeah.
and wait for the work.
Yeah.
That way they're closer to them.
Yep.
I don't know if it's true, but it's what.
Yeah.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Wee Pepper Tweet. I'm doing a rock and roll classic country of all time. Wee Pepper Tweet on the line here.
No, she ain't. We...
Is that a female Wee Pepper Tweet?
Yes, one of them.
Yeah, not tonight.
Yeah.
She was on tonight, but you missed her by a little bit.
Yeah, where they play? Any two numbers?
Oh, I don't know, Frank. Sorry.
Ah.
Hey, Lou.
Yeah.
So, what's up for Thursday night? What are we going to have?
The love drops and the swab in the bathroom with Jerry and... I like Pat Cooper, and we could bring Jack Benny if you want to.
Yeah, now what are we going to put on that swab? We got to put something on there to wake people up.
Tickle their fancy.
How about some whiskey?
Whiskey.
Yep, whiskey.
Sorry.
Yeah, whiskey.
Whiskey swamp.
Yeah. Put some whiskey and maybe bourbon will do.
Bourbon?
Together?
Yeah,
he's doing
that.
Boy, that's how about let me drink 30 beers?
No, that's too much, too.
30 beers?
Yep.
You think if you drink 30 beers, you'd blow up.
That's right.
And then I take a nap in the bar, out cold.
That's it. How many beers? How many beers did you drink? What's the most you ever drank?
1,509 beers.
Yeah, right.
On the wall.
Valentine.
Yeah.
What, a Valentine beer?
Yeah.
Make a ring. And then another ring, and then another ring. And when you got three rings, Valentine. And now it's premium. It's a very special glass of beer.
Premium. Wonder if they put any cream.
You could put cream in that, I suppose.
Yeah. Valentine ingredients. Premium brew. Valentine, now it's premium. It's a very special glass of beer.
That used to be the Yankees, one of their sponsors.
But the Valentine Yankees did Valentine beer?
Yep.
Yeah, Phil Rizzuto and Phil Rizzuto, right?
Yeah.
And then that's the sponsor for Valentine beer, right? Is that sponsored by Valentine?
Yeah, that was one of the sponsors.
Yeah. And don't forget, Frank. Go ahead.
Remember that guy, Mel Allen?
Yeah.
Yankee
I remember
Mel
Allen. Yeah, I remember him from way back.
Yeah.
We did the Yankee game.
Yankee announcer for many, many, many years.
That's the DeMont Television Network.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I met Mel from way back.
You're gonna be here Thursday night?
I'll call. I'll give it a call on Thursday night. I'll try to call. I want to talk to Love Jock, and I'll talk to Wee Pepper Tweet.
Yeah, Pepper will be here Thursday night.
I'm going to be the voice of Suzanne. I'm going to be the voice of that lady.
Oh, my.
Well, that would be an improvement.
Hey. My voice is not that bad, is it?
I do the voice of Lorraine.
Oh, you do all three of us? Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Where you gonna put me back? Put me in your studio. You gotta give me a call.
Yeah. September.
What, September?
Yep.
Yep.
I gotta call the Sarge. Tell him to bring you down.
He doesn't know how to get there.
Who?
My father. He doesn't know how to get there.
He knows how to get to Cablevision. He's been there before.
Yeah, he got lost finding it. We passed the stop. We had to make a U-turn and then passed the motor parkway, and then he made it.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that time we were a little late because we got lost finding the place.
You gotta stop drinking all that beer.
I don't drink beer that much, Frank.
30 beers.
30 beers. Oh my God! I've never drank that in my whole life.
It made me throw up, go to the bathroom and throw up.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, they would.
Yeah.
That's if you make it to the bathroom.
Yeah. Yes, you're talking about the wiener and all that stuff and tickled me fancy. Oh, my God.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. In the side, tomorrow night's our nursing home show. Don't forget.
Yeah. Hey, I'll forget the nursing home, and I'll be in a wheelchair with a cane. I'm going to talk to Wee Pepper Tree Glue. He was in a wheelchair. And I have lots of fun on the nursing show.
Yeah, we're going to keep in your own home.
Yeah.
All right, Lou.
I took a sneeze. I had to put you on hold. I had a sneeze.
Yeah, we'll catch you on Thursday.
Yeah, we'll catch you on Thursday, Louis.
I just took a sneeze, Suzanne.
God bless you, I said.
I hear you. Okay, no problem. Yeah,
right.
God bless you. God bless you to you, too.
Aw, thank you, Lou.
Let's clear the board. Come on.
I am.
In a sight.
It's off.
And don't forget, tomorrow night, 8 to 9, our nursing home show, the theme will be You Can't Have Your Independence in a nursing home. And then at 11 tomorrow night, tune in Manhattan Neighborhood Network. I believe the new show starts tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah?
Manhattan Neighborhood.
Okay.
1997. And Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. So 11 o'clock tomorrow night. Manhattan Neighborhood Network. See the nursing home program. You'll be seeing two different shows in the next 2 months. We're going to run them right into September.
Oh, cool.
All right. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. We got a few minutes. 213-816-1650. Once again, I want to thank Mr. Gibson for his promise running for Congress and his promise of drafting legislation to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. It's a glimmer of hope. We got a long way to go. Got to get that legislation drafted. We got to push it. We got to fight it. And I'm sure that all the independent living centers will come out and do the same thing as much as they can.
Right.
Remember, they're restricted. Inner Sight. And we stand for big change. Not only to help us, the disabled, but everyone. The people that have to pay taxes. The people who struggle. People who are working. And building up a pension. And are in danger of losing that pension. Because of a nursing home. So we intend to put an end to that. It doesn't have to be that way. We're going to be urging every agency, of course, to support that legislation when it comes out. We got a long way to go before that happens. All right.
Yeah,
inside, I want to thank all our listeners. Can you get me a tally?
Yes, I can. Hold on.
Tally.
Hold on. It's coming. Oh.
Tally.
Okay. 120,533. Nice. Thank you.
We're on our way to 121,000.
That's right.
We're halfway to 121,000. More than
that.
That's
awesome.
All right. Inner Sight. And don't forget, this week, The frolic will be on Thursday night.
Right.
Be with us, have some fun. We'll do that that Jimmy Dinigan we were going to do last week.
Yes, that'd be great.
And we'll do the follow-up on that red fox with the ting-a-ling doctor. And we'll do the philosopher and a few other things. Of course, Louie will be here. Sweet Pepper Treat will be here. And we'll have a lot of fun. A lot of
yes, we will.
Stuff. Thursday night. Frolic. Instead of Friday. All right. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number 631-224-3090. And if you'd like to help financially, go to innersight.info, look for the PayPal, and you can make a donation that way to help our cause. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Wherever you may be in the world, we hope you're safe.
That's true.
And we will be with you tomorrow night on our nursing home program to talk about how you can't be independent when you're in a nursing home. There's so many different ways that's true.
Mm-hmm.
People are struggling for independence. Well, they're struggling a lot more being caught up in a nursing home. All right, Inner Sight, thank you so much for listening. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight, good night, everybody. Thank you.